let me just tell you the testimony of who you are in Jesus. If the blood wouldn't approve of it, it's not you. If you are in Jesus, if the blood is not saying this, it ain't you. The blood says, I'm holy. The blood says, dare I say, perfect. That's what justified means. I've been reconciled back to God. I've been perfected. I've been cleansed by the blood. What's the blood? The blood's perfect. The only way to go to heaven is to be perfect. Right? The only way to go to heaven is to be perfect. Guess what? I wasn't perfect, but guess what? Now I get to go to heaven, not because of my own works, but because I've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So guess what? My identity is now perfect. Not because of me, but because of Jesus, because Christ in me. I am perfect because Christ is in me. Perfect, whole. There's nothing, there's no conflict with me and God anymore because of my sin, because I've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, so that conflict has been resolved. I'm a son of God. Romans 8:28 says I'm an heir, even co-heir, reigning with Jesus. What are some other identities? I'm no longer a sinner. Like, guys, think about, guys, this is the craziest thing, is that Jesus came and died. It says if in Romans 5, if you read Romans 5 through 8, it will change your life forever. It says in, like, Romans 6, six times that we are dead to sin. That sin no longer has dominion. We are dead to sin. We have been crucified with Christ. So, like, I'm no longer a sinner. And that's not to say we're not going to struggle sometimes, but to realize that the 1 Corinthians 15:56, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Romans 6:14, for sin will have no dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Meaning that if sin has dominion over you, something in you is still partaking in a law-like state. All that means is something in you still thinks, if I do this, God will be happy with me. If I don't do this, God will be mad at me. That's the only way sin will have power over you. Isn't that crazy? You ever read Romans 7? It says, for I do not do what I want to do, and I do the very thing I hate. I know I should read my Bible, and I can't do it. I know I shouldn't watch porn, and I keep watching porn. Do you know that in Romans 7, I believe verse 15, Paul says that that is a fruit, that is a byproduct of agreeing with the law that it is good. Last time I checked, we don't agree with the law. We agree with grace. Paul says in Romans 7:24, I think it says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin? This sin, I'm held captive. Paul says, I'm held captive by the sin that dwells in my members. Guys, Paul was the most radical apostle of maybe all of them. Why would he ever say he is captive to sin? Because we don't continue reading. All the time you read Romans 7, you think Paul struggled with sin just like me. No, if you keep reading in Romans 8:1, he says, therefore there is now no condemnation through Christ Jesus, for the law of spirit of life did what the law of flesh could not do. Romans, I gotta read this because y'all ain't gonna believe me. Y'all think I'm crazy. Romans 8, verse 2. For the law of spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who not walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Have y'all ever wondered how you look at some Christian's life? And sin just fell off of them, and they just never struggle. They always look happy. But then you look at your own life, and you still struggle with sin, and everything's hard and toilsome with the Lord. And you wonder, why is there a disconnect? I can guarantee that the root of that is that something in you is not fully convinced that the love of Jesus has fully cleansed you from all unrighteousness. I think the root of that is you don't believe that Jesus fully freed you from your sin by grace only. I think majority of our problems are caused by we think that God would be more happy with us if we did something than if we didn't do it. And I'm telling you, Paul says that. That's why Paul would say in Galatians 3, who has bewitched you? Who has confused you? O foolish Galatians, you who started in the Spirit and by grace, that's me adding in, are you now being perfected by the flesh? The love of Jesus is the most powerful force in the universe. A completely selfless love that he never asked for anything in return, but he freely gave, never wanting anything for himself, but only wanting us to benefit, is the very thing that provides the radical freedom you're looking for. I guess the thing that I want to leave y'all with, I want Jesus to receive the reward of his suffering. Jesus died for a reason. Jesus died to accomplish something. I believe in the believer, he died to accomplish something in you. And what did he want to accomplish? What is his goal? His goal was to reconcile you back to the family so that you could be saved and you can spend eternity with him one day. But it's also freedom here in this life now. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Jesus set you free to live in freedom. And so my heart and my life's mission is to, I want to walk in everything that Christ paid for. Okay, I want Jesus to receive the full reward of his suffering. He suffered so that in me, things could break off me. Character traits could come forth. Things could happen in my life. I don't want to leave any food on the table. I don't want to leave anything that he died for my life. And I don't want to not accept that. I don't want to just leave it out there. He died so your mind could be free. He died so your conscience could be clean. It says in Hebrews that he sprinkled our consciences with the blood. Our consciences have been sprinkled by the blood. So many of us are in toil all the time, and there is freedom available in Jesus' name. And the only way to get there, how do you get there? You just need to meditate on how much you are loved. 1 John 4:19, I think it's not that we loved God, but he loved us. If you want to know how to get to freedom, you ain't going to go anywhere. You don't do anything. You do less. And you sit down and you meditate. Thank you, Jesus, that you love me. And everything in your life will break off. 4 years of following Jesus, and that's all I came up with. Crazy how simple it is that the love of Jesus that he has for you, every question is solved, and I just need to believe and have more faith and more fullness of, man, Jesus loves me.